Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bake McBride. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Rose. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Luzinski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Lurch. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Randy Lurch. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Phillies. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowa moves to second. One out. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowa scores. It's 2-0, Phillies. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski takes first base on ball four. Schmidt moves to second. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schmidt moves to third. Luzinski moves to second. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Luzinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Expos nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McBride strikes out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lozinski. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lurch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Expos nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McBride who is chasing the ball. Cromarty reaches third base with a triple. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cromarty tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Phillies. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Expos 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Lurch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lurch hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Parrish moves to second. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lurch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parrish moves to third. Spear moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Spear scores. Grimsley moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rose fields it and throws to third for the out. Cromartie moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromartie scores. Scott moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Expos. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to third. Perez moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Rose reaches second base with a double. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimsley bunts towards first. Rose scoops it up and throws to first, with Trillo covering, for the out. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromartie is walked intentionally. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to third. Cromartie moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. Cromartie scores. There goes Scott trying to get to home. Maddox throws the ball into Trillo, who relays the ball to Boone, who tags Scott, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 6-2, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lozinski strikes out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Expos. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trillo moves to third. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Raleigh Eastwick. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Trillo scores. Boone moves to second. It's 6-4, Expos. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. Cardenal moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Expos. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Phillies 5. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Reed now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rose. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. One out. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schmidt hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Phillies 5. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Jerry White now playing right field. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elias Sosa now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trillo strikes out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Ron Reed. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Phillies 5. The Expos will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Boone and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.